So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Shchivim Rasha Kosev Konachasev La'Achayim Rishayir Karko Kolshu Matznasa Kiyemes. If a dying person assigned all his assets to others, but kept for himself a small parcel of land, if he recovers, he cannot reclaim the gift, because as Rashbam explains, the Shaloi Midagas Misenosan. Since he kept something for himself, he apparently still hoped to recover, and he gave the gift unconditionally, regardless of whether he dies or not. However, Loishar Karko Kolshu Ein Matznasa Kiyemes. If he did not keep any land for himself and he recovers, he can reclaim the gift because Shemachmas Misenosan. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he apparently had no hopes of recovering, and there is an assumption that he gave the gift only on condition that he dies, but not if he recovers. The Gemara inquires, Ibailhu, Machr Kol Nechasev Mahu. Veshchimra sold all his assets to someone and he recovered. Can he retract from the sale or not? The Gemara cites two contradicting statements of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. In one he ruled imamat in a chaser. In another he ruled imamat chaser. And the Gemara reconciles them as follows. The isnahu lezuzi beinayu imamat chaser. If the Shchimra still has the original sale money, he can retract from the sale because, as the Rashbam explains, lahachi shavkinu, amar im emod mechali achzirim. He did not use the money intentionally, so that if he recovers from his illness, he can return the money and void the sale. However, if the parinu b'chayvai imamat in a chaser. If the Shchimra already spent the money to pay his debts, he cannot retract from the sale because he apparently agreed to the sale regardless of whether he recovers or not. The Gemara proceeds with another question. If a Shchimra admitted that his assets belonged to another person, while it was well known that these assets belong to the Shchimra and not to that person, do we say Shuhu Oimer Kain, Shaloi Lashbias Bonav? Loidisa, the admission was not sincere, and the Shchimra only said this so that his heirs do not appear wealthy. Therefore, plainly does not acquire these assets, or kiven the Aidi. The Aidisa is considered sincere, and plainly acquires the assets as a gift through the Aidisa of the Shchimra. The Gemara brings proof that Aidisa is an effective kinyan from the incident of Isu Giyere Habli Tresa Alfi Zuzi Be Rava. Isu the convert gave Rava 12,000 zuz for safekeeping, and later fell ill. Rava assumed that when Isu dies, he can keep all the money because the Nechse HaGer Dinan Kehefker. When the Ger dies, his assets become ownerless, and Rava will be the first to acquire the money that was already in his possession. And although Isu did have a son, Rav Mari, he was not an eligible heir because Hayrasa Shalei Bekdusha Balei Dasa Bekdusha. He was conceived before Isu converted, and he is not considered his son. Therefore, Rava concluded that the only possible solution would be as follows. Balei Di Isu De Halin Zuzi De Rav Mari Ninu, Vlok Ninu Bai Disa. If Isra admits that the money belongs to Rav Mari would then acquire the money as a gift through Adisa. This proves that Adisa is an effective kinyan. The Gemara elaborates that Rav Mari cannot acquire the money through any other kinyan as follows. Ibi Rusha, La Bay Rushahu. Rav Mari cannot acquire the money through inheritance because he was not an eligible heir, as explained earlier. Ibi Matana, Matna Shchimra Ki Yerusha Shavi Rabbanan. Rav Mari cannot acquire the money through Matna Shchimra because it operates like a Yerusha, and therefore, Kol Heicha De Isa Bi Yerusha, Isa Bi Matana. Kol Heicha De Lesa Bi Yerusha, Lesa Bi Matana. Only an eligible heir can acquire through Matna Shchimra, but Rav Mari, who is not an eligible heir, cannot acquire through Matna Shchimra. Ibi Meshicha, Les Nugabei. Rav Mari cannot actually take possession of the money because the money was not in Isra's possession. He cannot acquire it with Kinyan Sudr because money cannot be acquired through this type of Kinyan. Agav Karka, Lesley Ara. Rav Mari cannot acquire the money with Kinyan Agav together with land because Isra did not own any land. He cannot acquire the money in the presence of all three, Isra, Rav Mari, and Rava, because Rava would not cooperate and would refuse to come. Therefore, the only solution was for Isra to transfer the money through Adisa. Regarding the Mishnah's halach of Shayar Karko Kolshu Matnasa Kiyemes, the Gemara asks, V'kama Kolshu, what is the minimum amount of land that the Shchimra must keep in order for us to assume that he gave the gift unconditionally? Yehuda Merav says, Karka Kadei Parnasasei Matnasa Kiyemes. He must keep an amount of land from which he can support himself. If he does, and then recovers, the Matana is effective because D'ikoi Samech Alei. His intentions were to support himself from this land while the recipient keeps the Matana. Rav Yemir Ba'aba adds, Metatlin Kedei Parnasasa. Even if the Shchimra kept movable assets in the amount from which he can support himself, if he recovers, the Matana is effective because D'ikoi Samechalei. Rav Yosef, however, disagrees and says, Karka Kolshu Tanan. The Mishnah's wording of Karka implies only land, but not Metatlin, and the word Kolshu implies that even a small amount less than Kedei Parnasasa is considered a shir. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah where we find that the word Karka refers even to Metatlin. The Gemara answers that this is because I did the Tana Resha Karka, Mishamacha Gitani Karka. In that Mishnah, the word Karka was mentioned earlier. Therefore, the Mishnah chose to repeat the word Karka, but it does not actually mean land. However, in our Mishnah, the word karka is not mentioned earlier, therefore the word karka implies only land, but not metabolin. The Gemara also asks from another Mishnah where we find that even though the Mishnah used the word kolshu, it does not mean any amount, but there is a minimum amount required. The Gemara answers that is because since the earlier opinion there requires a large minimum, the other opinion, which requires a much smaller minimum, refers to it as kolshu.